We're joined now by Vice President J.D. Vance. Mr. Vice President, thank you for joining us this morning. Let's start with the Middle East. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Hamas has confirmed they are holding 20 living hostages and that those hostages are going to be released in the next 24 hours, early as today, perhaps. Have 20 living hostages been confirmed? When do you expect to see them?
Well, they've been confirmed, George. Of course, you don't know until you see these people alive, but thank God we expect to see them alive here in the next 24 hours, probably early tomorrow morning, U.S. time, which will be later in the day, of course, in Israel. But look, George, we have to remember this is a remarkable achievement from an administration that really chose a non-conventional path to diplomacy. And I think that's the major takeaway. The President of the United States instructed Marco Rubio, Jared Kushner, Steve Witkoff, he said, get a deal done. Talk to the Gulf Arab states. Talk to Israel, find where there's common ground here, and actually let's go and find a way to get it done. And because of that, we are on the cusp of true peace in the Middle East, really for the first time in my lifetime. Certainly, these 20 hostages are going to come home to their families, George. I think this is a great moment for our country. Our country should be proud of our diplomats who made this happen. It's really a great moment for the world, too, which is why the president's going to go over there and celebrate with these hostages. But it's a great thing, and I'm very excited about it.